Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday. Another beautiful evening. The moon's great. I don't know if you had a chance to go out last night. Check it out, but check it out tonight. Austin, in just a few minutes, less than 3 minutes or so, he'll be discussing the five-day forecast for us. That'll be coming up. And we're also going to take a look at the top three trending stories this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, new tax could be potentially heading to Pensacola Beach. Mike Pinzoni, owner of Papa's Pizza over on the boardwalk, manages the Pensacola Beach fishing pier, and he's been around for about more than three decades. He's a long-timer. Now proposing a one-cent tax to help fund necessary island infrastructure. Pinzoni says it is an alternative to increasing MSBU fees for commercial businesses. The proposal also targets funds for a public parking garage. Pinzoni plans to present his concept to the SRIA meeting, which is going on right now on Pensacola Beach.
All right, and your second of the top three stories this afternoon. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement arrested two PACE pharmacists on Wednesday, as well as the pharmacy office manager. The pharmacists arrested were 54-year-old Stephen Barklow and 69-year-old David Winkles. The office manager arrested at PACE Pharmacy is Stephen's wife, 58-year-old Monique Barklow. The Barklows are the owners of PACE Pharmacy, and all three are charged with conspiring to traffic prescription drugs, including over 22 kilograms of oxycodone, over 26 kilograms of hydrocodone, and approximately 1 kilogram of hydromorphone.
Okay, here's the third story. A new city attorney's been named for Milton. John Adams and the law firm Gray Robinson will provide legal representation for the city, replacing Alex Andrade. Adams lives in Milton. The firm, Gray Robinson, has 258 employees on staff. They have an office here in Pensacola. Adams has been working as the interim city attorney since the March departure of Alex Andrade. It is 6:15. Austin Price, as I promised you, has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. One of our main issues this evening has been Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, but most of the congestion in that area has died down, so there shouldn't be much holding you up long. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit warmer, sunny throughout the day, high of 84. Thursday night is going to be kind of cloudy, low of 74.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, 6:16 News Radio 92.3. Recycling about to make a return appearance in the city of Pensacola. If you remember, the city halted its curbside recycling program back in October 2023 after it became too expensive and a collapse in the commodities market. City now poised to lock in prices for a new opt-in recycling program. This program should get underway in mid-July. Now, if you don't want to opt in for recycling, your bill will drop to $24.99. If you're opting into the program, you will be charged $32.99.
And Escambia County has opened a 45-day public comment period for its Restore Act Draft Multi-Year Implementation Plan Amendment 4. That's kind of wordy. Runs from May 13th to June 27th. The amendment includes changes to three existing projects and introduces five new projects focused on water quality and drainage improvements. You can view the plan and submit comments at myescambia.com/myip. The process is part of the requirements set by the Restore Act following the Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
Well, face it, some Garden Street businesses are dealing with a logistical mess. This is due to an ongoing $22 million construction project from Pace Boulevard to the 110 freeway. Garden Street renovations are seeing a reduction in traffic flow from four lanes down to two. A to J Street sidewalks are closed. On-street parking is prohibited. And if that's not enough, if vehicles are in the way, they're going to be towed at the owner's expense. FDOT says the job will be done in the middle of 2027.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, as of May 5th, Florida reported just under 14,000 abortions in 2025. That's a nearly 38% decrease from the same period in 2024. The drop follows a law enacted in May of last year, banning most abortions after 6 weeks. Notably, abortions for out-of-state residents fell from 1972 to just 456. And of this year's total, only 88 were done in the second trimester due to serious medical conditions. And none were done in the third trimester.
618 News Radio, 92.3. Attorneys for Glenn Rogers, he was convicted for the murder of Tina Cribbs, a mother of two, filed a petition and a motion for a stay of execution after the Florida Supreme Court rejected the argument. Rogers, by the way, is scheduled to be executed tomorrow evening down in Stuart, Florida. ICE officials visiting construction sites in Central Florida after receiving tips that companies in the area were allegedly hiring illegal immigrants. Data Marie McNichol down in Orlando with us and has a story this afternoon.
Construction is booming in Florida, especially in and around the area of the Villages, the world's largest growing retirement community. So we joined ICE as they went to this housing development unannounced after they opened an investigation. Agents moved from house to house approaching workers. ICE describes the interaction as a consensual and optional conversation since they didn't have a warrant. Agents questioned their legal status, and those who couldn't provide valid immigration documentation were fingerprinted on site, part of a process to verify identities through a national immigration database.
And today, Senator Rick Scott and several colleagues introduced a bipartisan Stop China Act to protect U.S. transit systems from Chinese influence. The legislation prohibits the Department of Transportation from granting funds for purchasing transit buses or rail cars from Chinese manufacturers. A companion bill is being proposed in the House.
Ryan Ruth, the man who tried to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump last year, headed to trial in September. Jonathan Serre has the latest from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Defense attorneys are trying to block testimony from an eyewitness who says he saw the man accused in an alleged assassination plot flee the perimeter of a Florida golf course where then-candidate Trump was playing. They say authorities were impermissibly suggestive when they had the witness identify the defendant at the scene of his arrest. Prosecutors are asking the judge to prevent the defense from engaging in strategies they say would confuse the jury. Former homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams.
The government also wish to limit the defense in making an argument of mental capacity, that at the time of this incident that Ruth would have been mentally ill.
In Fort Pierce, Florida, Jonathan Serre, Fox News.
And as I speak, the clock is striking 6:20. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest headlines happening across your country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barbary, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barbary Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup of construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, 623 News Radio 92.3. You had to let that little hook in there in that Michael Jackson song play out, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Peace talks between... It sounded good, by the way. Peace talks between Russia and Ukraine are expected to take place tomorrow in Turkey. Alex Hogan there with the details.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet him for negotiations. No word yet if Putin will agree. This all started after Putin's offer of direct talks between the two countries, which President Donald Trump demanded that Ukraine accept. Again, Zelensky took it further, calling on Putin himself to show up. Turkish and Ukrainian officials held talks today ahead of Zelensky's visit. Tomorrow, he's expected to meet with Turkey's president. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, said that he and Secretary of State Marco Rubio will travel to Istanbul on Friday for negotiations. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching your money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed as investors monitor trade developments during President Trump's tour of the Gulf states. The president securing $600 billion in commitments from Saudi Arabia during his visit, with many U.S. tech firms announcing artificial intelligence-related deals in the Middle East. Chipmakers rose, NVIDIA stock jumping nearly 4%, extending its gains from the previous session, which comes as U.S. chipmakers, including NVIDIA, announced billions of dollars worth of deals with Saudi Arabia. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 89 points, the Nasdaq up 137, S&P 500 up 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 625, we're looking at that weather. Austin Price all over it, and also includes the local traffic conditions. What's up?
Well, the roads are looking pretty good, Chris. Very happy to report on that. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening, everybody. Please continue to do so. As for the weather right now, sitting at around 81 degrees, going to be a low of 73 as we get into this evening. Tomorrow, going to be very similar to today temperature-wise. Going to be sunny, mostly clear throughout your day. Clouds will come in the evening. Thursday's high is going to be 84 with a low of 74.
All right, 626. The Environmental Protection Agency said it's going to change the limits set during the Biden administration on so-called forever chemicals in drinking water. Grinnell Scott has more.
Forever chemicals, which don't quickly break down naturally, were found by the Biden administration to heighten the risk of heart disease and some cancers. The EPA said it will weaken some of the limits previously set and reevaluate those PFAS levels. Per- and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals are man-made and often used in food packaging and nonstick cookware. The EPA will stick with some other limits the Biden administration set, but lengthen the given time to treat and counteract the chemical's dangers. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said upholding national standards to protect Americans is what the agency aims to do. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And insurance companies in Texas have to cover the costs of gender detransitioning is on its way to Republican Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. The Texas House passed a Senate bill on Monday, and the upper chamber signed it yesterday. Also on Monday, the House advanced a bill to the Senate limiting the state's definition of sex to male and female. The bill would require Texas government entities to recognize only the sex of a person at birth and not to accept the identities of transgender or non-binary.
It can't be that difficult, let me tell you. A post on X by the EPA administrator now has over 8.6 million views. As he promises to roll back yet another environmental regulation. Here's CJ Papa.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin, writing, start-stop technology where your car dies at every red light so companies get a climate participation trophy. EPA approved it and everyone hates it, so we're fixing it. Proponents contend it conserves fuel and cuts down on pollution. The pushback from some claim it can wear down the car's battery or engine more quickly. The EPA does not require start-stop technology, but automakers that adopt it are giving extra fuel economy credits. The feature dates back to a rule proposed under President Obama in 2012, but didn't go on the books until new fuel economy standards to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 5 years later. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the Congressional Budget Office says millions will go uninsured under the Medicaid portions of the new federal spending bill. The nonpartisan agency released estimates Tuesday saying the Medicaid cuts would lead to over 10 million Americans losing health coverage and over 7.5 million going uninsured. Republican lawmakers are calling for work requirements for those on Medicaid and say the changes will streamline the program and allow it to better focus on serving the most vulnerable beneficiaries.
Mortgage rates holding steady this afternoon, remaining below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting just as we got to go on the air. Just happened, these numbers rolled off just before 4. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.92%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.26%. Republicans floating possible discipline measures for Democrats accused of entering an ICE facility. Here's Ryan Schmeltz.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News Radio Republicans are looking at what is appropriate for Democrats Robert Menendez, Bonnie Watson-Coleman, and LaMonica McIver.
I think it's pretty clear that the law was violated.
All three are from New Jersey and accused of rushing into an ICE detention center, which they argue was done to carry out their constitutional duty of oversight. Speaker Johnson says a censure is appropriate, and some Republicans aren't ruling out stripping members of their committee assignments or even expulsion, with Democrats believing that's excessive. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And a former National Guardsman allegedly plotted an ISIS-inspired attack on a Michigan military facility. The Justice Department says the 19-year-old, who's a former member of the Michigan Army National Guard, was arrested Tuesday after he attempted to carry out a plan to conduct a mass shooting at the base in Warren. He allegedly informed two undercover law enforcement officers of his plan, and on the scheduled day of the attack, he was arrested.
Okay, vets needing free benefits, they're now available. The Escambia County Vet Services Office providing assistance at no charge. No appointments necessary or required. 850-595-2409. That is the number you can call. Or you can visit VSO at MyEscambia.com. Coming up in 5, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump continues to make economic deals during his Middle Eastern trip while also insisting Iran must end its nuclear program. Fox's Peter Ducey's in Doha, Qatar.
If all the deals that President Trump has been making over the last few days are going to live up to their full potential, then Iran is going to have to stop trying to develop a nuclear weapon. The region needs stability. And President Trump said that he wants the officials here in Qatar helping make that happen.
The Wisconsin judge charged with helping an illegal immigrant escape arrest by ICE agents at her courthouse is trying to get the indictment tossed.
Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan's defense team filed a motion asking that the entire case against her be dismissed. Her attorneys argue the 66-year-old judge has judicial immunity for her official acts.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney in Milwaukee. America's listening to Fox News.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair?
That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Saturday from 4 to 6 at Seville Quarter. Amateurs and pros will be cooking to see whose gumbo is the best around, and you get to enjoy it all. Ticket info at visitpensacola.com. The Palafox Market is happening every Saturday from 9 till 2. Check out Southern Living's Best Florida Farmers Market. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the significance of the Navy Days Gala with D.C. Reeves and Captain Newman speaking and why celebrating NAS Pensacola and other military installations in our area is so important. President Trump gives a huge speech in Saudi Arabia, the significance of which was largely missed by your nightly newscast, but we covered that in detail because it really is important. New recycling plan coming to the city of Pensacola. Talk with Mayor Reeves about that. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a new tax could potentially be heading for Pensacola Beach. Mike Pizzoni, owner of Papa's Pizza on the Boardwalk, manages the Pensacola Beach fishing pier and has been around the beach community for many decades now. He's proposing a 1% tax to help fund necessary island infrastructure. He says it's an alternative to increasing MSBU fees for commercial businesses. The proposal also targets funds for a public parking garage. Pizzoni was presenting his concept to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at tonight's meeting that actually got underway pretty recently.
Okay, we watched this story. By the way, it's story number two out of three all day today. It started earlier this morning, and what happened, law enforcement was staged at Pace Pharmacy. That's over on Woodbine Road. Multiple agencies were on the scene since, well, actually throughout the day. Here's what we know, and this is where we are this afternoon at this time. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement arresting two Pace Pharmacy pharmacists, as well as the pharmacy office manager. Arrested, 54-year-old Stephen Burklow, 69-year-old David Winkles, and 58-year-old Monica Burklow. By the way, the Burklows are the owners of Pace Pharmacy, all three charged with conspiring to traffic prescription drugs. Here's the drugs we're talking about. Trafficking over 22 kilograms of oxycodone, over 26 kilograms of hydrocodone, and approximately 1 kilogram of hydromorphone. That's kind of probably putting him into some pretty serious problems there,
I'd assume. And your third and final top story this afternoon, a new city attorney has been named for Milton. John Adams and the law firm of Gray Robinson will provide legal representation for the city, replacing Alex Andrade. Adams lives in Milton, while Gray Robinson, with 258 employees on staff, also has an office in Pensacola. Adams has been working as the interim city attorney since Andrade departed back in March.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Second year in a row, the Indiana Pacers are into the Eastern Conference Finals. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The Pacers eliminated the number one seed of the Eastern Conference playoff bracket last night. To move into the Eastern Finals, the Pacers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland, 114-105.
Tyrese Halliburton scored 31 points for Indiana, which won all three games at Cleveland and now awaits the winner of the Knicks-Celtics series. New York can advance tonight with a win at Boston, leading 3-1. 3-2 lead now for the Thunder against the Nuggets. Oklahoma City won at home against Denver last night, 112-105. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 31 for the Thunder, who can advance to the Western Conference Finals with a win tomorrow in Denver. Tonight, the Timberwolves can eliminate the Warriors. Minnesota's up 3-1. On ESPN, Michael Grandlin scored all three goals for the Stars, who beat the Winnipeg Jets 3-1 to take a 3-1 series lead. Pete Rose, who was permanently banned from Major League Baseball for gambling in 1989 and who died last September, is now eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. So is Shoeless Joe Jackson, along with 14 other players and one team owner who had been permanently banned from the game. In a letter to Pete Rose's attorney, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred wrote, "Obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. It's hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. Therefore, I've concluded permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list." The earliest that Pete Rose, the game's all-time hits leader, or Shoeless Joe Jackson, a member of the 1919 Chicago White Sox, who conspired with gamblers to throw the World Series, can get into the Hall of Fame would be 2028. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right. Well, the 2025 NFL schedule will be out later tonight. And by later tonight, I mean just over 20 minutes from now. We've already had several games announced, particularly like international games and stuff like that, holiday games. But the league will be unveiling the full schedule for its 272 regular season games at 7 p.m.
Okay, I need to get you updated here. Big event coming up on Saturday. FWC's 10th annual Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day is happening. Lionfish are an invasive species that negatively impact native marine life and their habitat. Celebrate LRAD at this year's Lionfish Fest over at the Harborwalk Village in Destin. By the way, the two-day fest is free, open to the public, and includes the tournament and a lot of activities over there. So have yourself a great time over in Destin this Saturday.
Absolutely. And on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, you can find them on 99.1 FM and 1330 AM. They're airing the Knicks-Celtics right now. Well, the Knicks are up 30-29 with about 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. And you may think, huh, good game. Yeah, it's a pretty great game. The Knicks are up 3-1 in this series. The Celtics are the defending champs. If the Knicks win at TD Garden tonight, they will advance to face the Pacers in the ECF. We also got an important game on the Western Conference side as well, as we have the Minnesota Twins getting it on with Golden State tonight. If the Timberwolves win, they will head back to the Western Conference Finals after losing to Dallas on that stage just last season.
A few local stories I want to pass on to you, local teams here. Of course, the Wahoos posted a good start to their six-game series against Rocket City on Tuesday night. Wahoos down the Trash Pandas 3-2. Game two underway right now over on Main Street. Players from all over the world, of course, in Pensacola competing in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championships. Competition running through the 18th over at Roger Scott. Players from all over the world, Australia, Kazakhstan, Japan, Portugal, many more appearing in the tournament this week. And Pensacola Ice Flyers have hired a new head coach. Jeremy Gates is back. He is one of only three players in Ice Flyers history to have won the President's Cup three times, securing SPHL championships teams in 2013, 2014, and 2016.
All right. And, you know, since you mentioned some hockey there, the Florida Panthers looking to take a 3-2 lead with Game 5 tonight against the Maple Leafs in Toronto. There's no doubt it's a physical game going on. The Panthers win in Sunrise Sunday, ended with Maple Leaf center Max Domi getting a $5,000 fine dealt to him because of a hit that he had on Cats captain Alexander Barkov. Not only that, but the puck for that game dropped at 6. But not only that, that'll be followed by the Oilers at Golden Knights at 8:30 with a win there, Edmonton will be on to the Western Conference Finals.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. The
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Stabil. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stabil. Visit Stabil.com for more information. Back in April, an anonymous player poll via The Athletic named Tyrese Haliburton the most overrated player in the NBA. Last night, though, in the playoffs, Haliburton shot nearly 67% from the field while scoring 31 points as the Pacers punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second year in a row. Haliburton has clearly displayed that he isn't overrated, and he's getting the last laugh. I'm Zach Gelb.
Keeping your engines healthy means protecting them in season and out. Experts trust Stabil to do that. And third-party testing confirms it. Stabil is the industry leader in preventing fuel-related issues, no matter if you use it in your car, boat, or outdoor power equipment. In season or out, at every fill-up or when you store, start with Stabil.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, looking deeper at an account and really what happened here. We're starting to get more information on the last 2 years of the Joe Biden era.
Right.
And we're finding some very, very disturbing information as we look deeper into President Biden's cognitive decline. This is from the book, The Original Sin. Therese Crowley has the details.
President Joe Biden's diminished physical appearance was a holy bleep moment for actor George Clooney at the political fundraiser he was hosting for Biden last June, according to the book Original Sin by CNN's Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson of Axios. Clooney had known the president for decades, but hadn't seen him for 2 years. The authors say when a Biden aide had to tell the president, "You know George, George Clooney." Clooney was shaken to his core. The president didn't recognize him. A Hollywood VIP told the authors it was like watching someone not alive. 3 weeks later, Clooney wrote the op-ed that toppled the Biden candidacy. Former First Lady Jill Biden told The View the people who wrote those books were not in the White House with us. But Original Sin cites over 200 sources. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Health Secretary RFK Jr. says his opinions about vaccines are irrelevant. He appeared before Congress today and was asked if he'd vaccinate his own children for measles, and he replied, probably for measles, then quickly pivoted and said, my opinions about vaccines are irrelevant.
All right. Technology, especially medical technology, is just absolutely mind-boggling. A medical tech company now has a way to connect the brain of a paralyzed person to an iPhone. Here's Evan Brown.
We've all heard about advancements in medical tech leading to brain-computer interfaces where a device implanted and attached to a patient's brain can interpret thoughts and translate them into actions. Now, one company says they can connect the human brain to Apple devices. Synchron says that its brain-computer interface will allow a patient with motor skill impairment to think commands to an iPhone, an iPad, or even Apple's Vision Pro augmented reality glasses. There would be no need to touch it or even speak to it. The company says it worked with Apple, which is including the connectivity inside its accessibility features. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Southerners cannot get a break this afternoon. While most Americans are seeing longer lifespans, not so if you live in the South. Here's the story.
Life expectancy rates are lower for those living in the South. Researchers at the Yale School of Public Health looked at mortality data from nearly 180 million deaths. They found differences in the life expectancy rates between the states for those born between 1900 and 2000. Those who lived in northeastern and western states had substantial improvements in their group's expectancy. Southern states, on the other hand, showed little improvement, and some even declined. For example, females living in states similar to Oklahoma showed a decreased life expectancy rate by 0.7 years. Washington, D.C. had the highest improvement, with females expected to live to 93, an almost 30-year increase during the century. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
Okay, 645, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, by golly, has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
I sure do. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 81 degrees, low of 73, mostly clear skies tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, high of 84, but as we get into your Thursday evening, we're going to see some clouds come in. No rainfall, though, or anything like that. Thursday night's low is going to be 74.
Nice local weather forecast. Let's look at a national snapshot now. Severe weather in store for the northern and central plains, and high temps continue for Texas. Here's Janice Dean.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will fire up across portions of the northern and central plains and then into the Midwest, with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, a few tornadoes, but also heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. The cold front associated with this system will knock back the extremely warm temperatures that have broken records across the region. Meanwhile, the heat hangs on across Texas through next week, with elevated to critical fire danger for the Southwest. Fox Weather has all the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of AI infrastructure provider CoreWeave reported better-than-expected revenue today in the company's first earnings release since going public. The company posted revenue that was 420% higher. Shares are down 5% in extended trading. Streaming giant Netflix says its ad-supported subscription now has 94 million monthly active users. Those figures represent an increase of more than 20 million since the last tally was taken in November. Its ad-supported plan runs users $7.99 a month, a steep $10 discount from its least expensive ad-free plan. Netflix says the cheapest tier reaches more 18 to 34-year-olds than any U.S. broadcast or cable network. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling 89 points, the S&P added 6, and the NASDAQ grew by more than 130 points. That's Your Money Now.
I would say if you're looking into maybe purchasing some stocks or so, you might want to think about the cruise industry. My goodness. That industry is anticipating an amazing increased demand. Lydia Hu has more for us.
It seems like this is the year when just about everyone is going to take a cruise. In fact, AAA says 19 million people will take a cruise this year at some point. That will be the highest number on record, according to AAA. And Royal Caribbean is sharing in that enthusiasm and that optimism about the industry. You know, the company just reported results from the first quarter. They came in earnings higher than expected. They raised their forward-looking guidance. And there are a couple of economic tailwinds for the company that are helping them right now. For one, energy prices are low, and having a weaker dollar at the moment is also giving the company a boost because they have a lot of customers that are foreigners.
And Airbnb now lets you do more than just find a place to stay. The app now provides access to everything from chefs and hairstylists to cooking classes and museum tours. The new features are available on the homepage under two tabs, experiences and services. As of now, there are 10 categories of services across 260 cities.
A popular automated car is being recalled. Laura Kantner lets you know what's going on.
Alphabet is recalling more than 1,200 of its Waymo vehicles over an ADS software glitch that hinders the self-driving car from detecting objects, resulting in minor collisions with roadway barriers. Google's parent company said the 1,212 units that were affected have already been fixed with a software update. Waymo releasing a statement stressing its commitment to become the world's most trusted driver and that it will continue to work in a collaborative manner with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And Nissan is laying off 11,000 people. The Japanese automaker announced Tuesday that it's closing 7 of its production plants around the world and reducing its workforce by 15%. The layoffs come after Nissan saw its operating profits decline 88% from the previous year. The company hasn't said which plants will be closed or where the job cuts will be made.
Okay, 649 News Radio 92.3. The United States has successfully test-launched a hypersonic aircraft as it tries to beat countries in the hypersonic race, such as China and Russia. Here's Max Gordon.
The Pentagon is working with private companies like Stratolaunch to develop new hypersonic technology like the one we're standing next to, a one-to-one mock-up of Talon A, the first reusable hypersonic aircraft developed here in the United States since 1968. And this thing can go really fast, more than 4,000 miles per hour. This thing has the capability to go up to Mach 6. Right now, Stratolaunch has only launched two hypersonic flights with Talon A, but they're hoping in the near future to be doing multiple hypersonic flights every single month.
All righty, 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, TMZ has released a new documentary that's going to put Justin Bieber's career and personal life under the microscope. In other words, look out, some damaging information's coming from Mr. Bieber, Justin, everyone would call him.
There that guy?
That guy over there. Michelle Polito has a story.
TMZ investigates what happened to Justin Bieber, explores allegations of Bieber's drug use, his marriage, financial collapse, as well as his controversial church. The doc examines a power struggle fueled by money, loyalty, and religion, and the accusations of betrayal that are at the center of a feud between Bieber and the person responsible for his meteoric rise, his former manager, Scooter Braun. TMZ's Harvey Levin and crew take a deep dive to get to the bottom of what's going on with one of the world's biggest pop stars, beginning at 9 Eastern on Fox and streaming the next day on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:55 here. We will continue with your pop culture notes in just a moment. But first, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads this evening. Thank you so much for being safe out there. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight, mostly clear skies tonight. But as we get into tomorrow, it'll be sunny, high of 84. Thursday night, though, we're going to see some clouds come into play. But, of course, no rainfall chances. Thursday night's low is going to be 74.
Bad accident for J-Lo here. Because it was a facial accident, that's where I'm going with this. An accident occurred during rehearsals for an award show that left Jennifer Lopez looking for medical treatment Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on the accident.
Jennifer Lopez is on the mend after sharing an Instagram photo of her with an ice pack on her face. The post showed a cut across the bridge of her nose, which was captioned, "So this happened," revealing that the accident occurred during rehearsals for the American Music Awards later this month. J-Lo is hosting the AMAs. It's set for May 26th in Las Vegas, and her hosting gig comes 10 years after she first hosted in 2015. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, and also jurors in Sean Diddy Combs' sex crimes trial in New York hearing graphic and emotional testimony again from his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, telling jurors about even more episodes of the physical abuse she says she suffered from Combs during their 10-year relationship. Combs is accused of forcing victims to take part in drug and sex-fueled parties over two decades and faces life in prison for sex trafficking and other charges.
They have to do a disclaimer before they do that story, if you've watched the networks, about containing graphic material.
Right. I'm surprised they've shown as much as they have on like some of these mainstream networks and stuff.
I would be very cautious if I were a parent with young children in stories like that. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Well, the director, Christopher McQuarrie, is revealing Tom Cruise's scary new stunt. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Tom Cruise continues to defy expectations with his latest stunts in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. During a masterclass event at the Cannes Film Festival, director Christopher McQuarrie revealed that in one scene, Cruise flies a biplane alone at 10,000 feet, acting as pilot, camera crew, and lighting technician. At one point, he climbs onto the wing as wind blasts him at 140 miles per hour, pushing himself to the limit. He became so exhausted, he could barely move. With only 3 minutes of fuel left.
I need you to trust me. One last time.
He eventually got back in the cockpit and landed. McQuarrie said, "No one on Earth could do that." The film is out May 23rd. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And speaking of movies, this weekend's box office champion is predicted to be the last installment in the Final Destination franchise. Final Destination Bloodlines is expected to bring between $35 and $45 million in its debut weekend. Meanwhile, Hurry Up Tomorrow is expected to bring in only somewhere between $5 and $7 million in its opening frame.
Okay, one half of a new celebrity couple getting a lot of buzz. You're not going to believe who this is now. Elizabeth Hurley, Billy Ray Cyrus, they're together. Tanya J. Powers explains what the relationship's all about.
Elizabeth Hurley says her new romance with Billy Ray Cyrus was a surprise to everyone but her. She told Page Six that the two are quite similar and get on extremely well. Hurley made the comments at the Breast Cancer Foundation's Hot Pink Party on Tuesday. She says they both like to laugh a lot and love the country. Cyrus, whose heart is evidently achy-breaky no more, has said that the two worked together on Christmas in Paradise in 2022 and reconnected after Hurley sent him a text amid his divorce from singer Fire Rose. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the Mary Tyler Moore collection is up for auction, featuring memorabilia from both her own show and the Dick Van Dyke Show. The collection will showcase nearly 300 pieces of artwork, memorabilia, and decorative objects from Moore's Greenwich, Connecticut home. And Moore's career earned her 7 Primetime Emmy Awards, 3 Golden Globes, a Tony Award, and an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, she was great. Uber rolls out a new service for foodies. Here's the details.
The ride-sharing giant is venturing into new territory and is jumping into the booming restaurant reservation space. Uber is partnering with OpenTable and will be unveiling a new feature called Dine Out. The service will integrate Uber's ride-hailing services with OpenTable's extensive restaurant reservations through the Uber Eats app to streamline the process of finding, booking, and traveling to restaurants. Uber One members get exclusive perks like priority access to high-demand reservations and special time slots. Uber's Dine Out feature is slated to launch in the fall for users across the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and other countries. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, make your plans. Memorial Day weekend, 8 days away. AAA projecting 45.1 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, this is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. We'll do it tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.